And now, stay tuned for another episode of the Traumatic States of America.
Welcome to the Traumatic States of America. Our main goal is to begin to heal some of the trauma we have suffered, both individually and collectively. I am your host, Dr. Lori Hood, and I will be talking with people from all walks of life who have suffered trauma in its myriad forms. Military veterans, attorneys, first responders, football players, stay-at-home moms, and many more. We will hear how trauma has not only affected them, but their families and communities, as we take an in-depth look at what science has to offer and what can be done to prevent, mitigate, and help recover from trauma. Today I'm going to do something a bit different, and I'll admit that it's been a bit impulsive. Usually when I record with a guest, my studio is pristine. There's nothing on the desk except for the Rodecaster, my mic, and maybe a tablet with some notes. But a few days ago, a friend of mine who is a former Chicago police officer sent me a tape. It's entitled Chicago Police Zone 12 Dispatch Scanner Audio 3 Officers Shot. Three officers shot by carjacking suspect at the 25th District, Thursday, July 30th, 2020. And I listened to it, and I felt my own reaction to it, which was quite strong. And my guess is yours will be too. And I thought about what it's like to be out there for both police and citizens. So what I decided to do, again, rather impulsively, is simply play this for you and allow my physiological reactions to sort of talk to you. So bear with me. This is either going to be really profound or really stupid. I'm not sure which, but I'm going to give it a shot. So here we go.
41.
I have a welfare check for Iris Rowland at 5090 West Congress Parkway. I'm referencing a Lillian Drummond, 99 years of age. They want to do a wellness check. She's not responding to the door knock.
So basically, the dispatcher is telling the officers that they want to do a wellness check on a 99-year-old woman who is not responding to her door. If you didn't catch that. So far, so good. And then silence. What I want you to also do is listen to the silence, because when there's nothing on the radio, there's no correspondence back and forth between people in the field and people who are dispatching. That's reality. They just wait. So we'll wait with them.
10-23.
I'm going to stop there. So you heard what happened. You can hear the dispatcher now say, tell me, like, what, where, what's going on? And we'll listen to what the police officer tells her.
25th District.
Shots fired at the police.
We got shots fired by the police, and that's the police behind the 25th District.
Fired at the police.
So shots fired by the police and at the police at the 25th District.
Officer down.
I got it.
Let's go to the test.
Be advised on the citywide and in the 25th district. We're getting a 10-1, a 10-1 behind the 25th district. We got shots fired at the police. Got an officer down, 10-1.
Okay, officer down. So right here.
Unit. In the car.
So right there, my chest tightens and I can feel tears in my eyes and I feel the fear of just listening to this. I'm not there, you're not there. And for emergency dispatchers, they have a whole different kind of trauma. She has to hold this together, draw a picture eventually for all of the responding field officers and EMTs so that they're kept as safe as possible and keep her shit together. So she knows that at least one of her guys is down.
All units roll into the 25th district. All available units get a 10-1 behind the 25th district.
Car fire! Fire!
Shots still being fired, squad. Shots still being fired.
We getting shots still fired. Shots still fired behind the 25th district at a 10-1. All available units are rolling that way.
Where?
They're dealing. All we're getting is behind the 25th district. Do you want to have a better location? We got someone ran into a side entrance.
Shoot, about to load the dock, my side
entrance.
They're by the Sally Port. I'm copying there to Sally Port, guys.
So can you hear all the shots being fired? And yet she still holds it together and she's communicating with the whole department or maybe several departments, I don't know, and trying to say what she has to say, then clear the line and take incoming things so that she can then broadcast out to everyone who's within her reach so that she can say, you know, eventually she starts saying, please clear the roads because we can't get the ambulance in to help the people who've been shot.
And again, units on the city wire, we had a 10-1 behind the 25th district near the Sally Port. Shots still being fired, officer down. 10-1, 25th district near the Sally Port.
This is still armed. Stay back. We have location as a suspect, so we don't want it.
And we still have shots fired over there. You guys, use caution in the Sally Port in the 25th district. Do we have EMS on scene yet?
As soon as possible, please, you're gonna officer down.
10-4, we're rolling them.
So 10-4, we're rolling them. She's asking if the EMTs are on scene, if the ambulance has gotten there. They know they've got an officer down and they may have other casualties. So the chaos that goes on with these calls and officers asking for help for themselves, for other officers, and for citizens is just completely over the top traumatic.
Slow down.
We're going to slow down now.
Oh, yes, because I'm sending a message. The weapon is clear.
We got the weapon clear. The subject is down. We got EMS rolling. Any citywide units rolling?
Okay, they've got the suspect down. The weapon is clear. They've got EMS on the way. But now listen to what continues to happen.
Rolling to the 25th district, 10-1 floor down.
Get an ambulance.
We got EMS rolling.
Down center is down. Clear the entrance to the 25th district.
Clear the entrance to the 25th district so EMS can get through. We need the entrance clear to the 25th district.
Well, move these cars out of the way.
Again, get those cars out of the way.
2511, move your car.
2511, move your car. 2511,
I need you to move
your car. 2511. Send them over here. 10-4. Your
shots fired by the police.
Shots fired by the police and at the 10-4.
Okay, so that was real silence. That radio was completely silent. She asked the question to verify, were there shots fired at the police and by the police? There was just silence. And for an emergency dispatcher, that silence has to be like forever. And she's waiting for information. She's trying to get cars out of the way so that EMS can get through to help whoever's been shot and injured.
These cars. hold, please.
Again, for the units in the 25th district, please clear out that parking lot so the EMS can make it through. Again, please move your vehicles in the 25th district parking lot so EMS can make it through. Try it again.
Squad, make sure that the ambulance comes to the Sally Port squad.
To the Sally Port. Can anyone confirm that EMS is on six? Okay, we got EMS on scene, 10-4.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. And I'm not sure if you're like me, but for me, the first time I listened to this, my gut was tight. I was tearful. I was feeling, at least from a distance, what they must be feeling. And I'm not just talking about the police and law enforcement. I'm talking about citizens. So think about it. Who was there? Were there neighbors watching? Kids watching? People in their houses trying to stay away and not get shot? What do the police officers feel like watching their fellow officers go down? How do they feel when the ambulance can't get through? How does she feel? Completely professional and holding it together, but still on the inside, she's tethered to a phone. She can't get up and move around. She can't basically increase the blood flow to get the cortisol and the epinephrine out of her brain. She's got to be in fight flight, but yet she's suppressing it and getting these messages out.
Is that an additional ambulance request you all need?
There's two ambulances. It's 3 and 63.
3 and 63, 10-4. And again, all units 4 down, responding to the 25th district, 4 down.
Okay, 4 down. 4 down. And while she's got her voice pretty under control, you can tell that the officers are completely in fight flight, as well they should be, right? They're trying to survive. So if you can, listen carefully to the officers' voices and how they sound to you and how they make you feel.
And the units responding to the 10-1 and the 25th district, 4 down. I need you all to block traffic at Grand. I'll respond to units. Can you all hold up that Grand traffic and we're going to notify CPA?
Both ways.
It's gone. Both ways. Only EMS is allowed in. Shut down both ways.
589.
2599.
My sergeant's a crime tape, please.
Have a sergeant over there.
No.
20-10-4. And that's all I have. And that happens over and over and over again in our country. For me, just listening to that and feeling what my body was doing, just listening to that, I had no visual. I'm not there. I know I'm safe in my home. I'm just listening and feeling the threat signals go through my body was pretty uncomfortable, pretty painful. This was the second time I listened to it, and I wanted to share it with you, and I wonder what you're feeling. And then, what the hell do we do with this? What I've tried to do is make a point that law enforcement and citizens are traumatized in our country, And they have been for a very long time. And something has to change. I don't know exactly what. I've got a few ideas. But something has to change. Because this level of stress and trauma is hitting our law enforcement, fire service, emergency dispatchers, you know, EMTs, every single day, multiple times a day, as well as our citizens. And that kind of hit from your adrenal glands to your body, cortisol and you know, neuropeptides and hormones. I think there's 120 or 12. I don't know right now because my brain's not working very well because I'm stressed. So this is what happens. And we're not built for this to happen over and over and over again. We were built for fight flight to keep us from a, you know, cave lion or a cave bear. And we were built to either fight or flee. So we're going to fight the cave bear. We're going to, you know, run from the cave bear. But it was supposed to be intense and short-lived. And then we would either get eaten or we'd run away or we'd beat up the cave bear. I guess that's supposed to be an option. But it was over. And then our bodies would go back to homeostasis and we wouldn't have all those chemicals racing around. But that's not how it is now. It's not how it is for law enforcement and for citizens in some parts of our country. It's ongoing and it's killing people. And I think it's also injuring and hurting us who listen to it, whether we consume it on the news or how I just presented it to you. But this is an us problem. It's not a police problem. It's not an African-American problem. It's not a people of color problem or it's not one. It's an us problem, a United States of America problem. And I believe if we don't take a critical look at it and think about us as a whole, we're going to go down. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for listening to the Traumatic States of America. If you would like to learn more about Dr. Lori Hood, go to lorihoodphd.com. The Traumatic States of America podcast is produced and engineered by Bernd Ahle Productions at their studio in Washington, D.C.